Welcome back to Practicing Catholic. Patrick Connolly, glad to be with you again, along with Cami Verthum, our producer, Paul Sadek, our technical producer, coming to you through the relevant Radio 1330 AM studios in Golden Valley. Well, in many ways, the college or university experience is viewed and lived as a significant coming-of-age moment by our 21st century American society. More often than not, that means the exploration of life out from under the auspices of mom and dad, and all that entails. The belief systems, worldviews, and practices that one encounters and incorporates in college tend to set the stage for life in the years and decades following. It's hard to imagine another time of being more critical than the college years that young people have the opportunity to encounter Jesus and respond to him in faith. Megan Roeder is a second-year missionary with Fellowship of Catholic University Students and is here to speak with us about her important work. Megan, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Great to have you with us. Thanks so much. Well, Megan, why don't you start out by introducing us to FOCUS?
Okay, yes. So FOCUS, like you said, stands for the Fellowship of Catholic University Students. It was started in 1998, and this year we have nearly 800 missionaries serving 175 college campuses, 22 parish locations, and 8 digital expansion campuses.
Wow.
And so missionaries are invited by the local bishop, and then they work closely with the existing campus ministry that is at the college campus. And then we're just working as their hands and feet, trying to do outreach to the student population.
Okay. Well, we definitely want to get into that, outreach to the student population. So tell us a little bit about what that entails and what does your life look like on a day-to-day basis as a FOCUS missionary? Is it pretty varied from day to day?
Well, right now we're in the midst of starting our fall outreach time, where students are just coming back to the college campus, and so we're out on campus just trying to meet students. So whether that be just going to their dining centers and going and sitting with students, introducing ourselves, trying to get to know them, and many campuses then have different events that we can invite them to back at the Newman Center. So as you're meeting people, just giving them opportunities to come and experience the community. Really just being available to be on campus, be a presence, and get them excited to be involved. So the other day we were out playing cross net, which is just a fun yard game that we can play with people.
Okay.
And just inviting people as they pass by on campus just to play with us, and then being able to, start conversations and inviting them into different events that we have going on.
Great. So this is your second year as a FOCUS missionary. Well, why don't we start from kind of the beginning from you personally, Megan? So what drew you to exploring the possibility of becoming a FOCUS missionary to begin with?
Yeah, so I didn't know that FOCUS missionaries were even a thing until I encountered FOCUS while I was attending North Dakota State University, where I earned my bachelor's degree. And I met a FOCUS missionary while I was at the Newman Center for Mass. And then I just continued to get to know the missionaries through my involvement in the Newman Center there. And through their programs that they offer, Bible studies and discipleship, where, one-on-one mentorship or group mentorship, to be able to grow in the faith, learning about what it is that we believe as Catholics and how to go bring that message to other people. Through my time on campus, the Lord was just working in my heart and convicting me that the gospel needed to be shared and that he was specifically calling me to share the gospel as a FOCUS missionary.
Yeah, very good. Now, as I understand it, FOCUS has this idea that you're not placed in your hometown, maybe not even at your own university. And so that really came true for you in your first year, right?
Yes. So I was moved out to Western Washington University in Bellingham, Washington.
Wow.
All the way out on the West Coast up near Canada.
Yeah.
It was definitely a big change.
Is that to kind of just get you out of a sense of the familiar, or do you have ideas as to why they would move you so far away?
Yeah, I think it really does come down to that, of getting out of like what you've grown up with, what you've known, and really getting you out of your comfort zone. Because for me, I think it was really good. I mean, I grew up in the Midwest my whole life, friends with all sorts of Midwesterners who had all just been in the Midwest their whole life. And so moving out to the West Coast, I think it was really good just to learn that, like, even outside of all the familiarity of the Midwest, like, I was still able to be myself, and that, like, my identity didn't actually lie in being a Midwesterner. Like, it can be so easy to just grasp on to everything that it is to be a Midwesterner, but that my identity was actually in being a daughter of Christ. And, yeah, being able to connect with other people out on the West Coast and being able to share the same universal Catholic faith that I was able to learn in the Midwest, the same faith that I'm able to spread out on the West Coast.
Right, right. And yes, and so, but you grew up in Maple Grove, as I understand it, and then you just said that you went to North Dakota State for your bachelor's degree. And now in your second year, they've moved you a little bit back, a little bit closer to home, right? Where are you now?
Now I'm at Northern State University in Aberdeen, South Dakota.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. And what's the general, you know, now that you've seen firsthand, you've seen as a student yourself in North Dakota as a focus missionary out in Washington, and as you come now to Northern State and Aberdeen, what's your sense about Northern State? Anything that stands out to you as unique about that university environment, or are there some things that are pretty much, yep, this is pretty true in your experience at all the campuses you've been on?
Mm-hmm. I think college students, no matter where they are experiencing a very similar reality of just the peer pressure that you can experience on campus. Like you said, like, they're away from home for sometimes the first time, making their own decisions and really deciding, like, what is important to me? What am I going to do for myself? And, like, what are my values? And so I think the college experience can be similar across the board discovering their independence, making those choices. Right. There is a lot of similar, like, pressure and, you know, influence no matter where you are on a college campus.
Well, share with us, give us some hope here, Megan. Share with us some of the fruits that you've seen through the work of Focus, whether it be through your own work as a missionary or through other things that you've seen happen in various, or heard about that's happened in various Focus groups.
Yeah, I think being just 1 year in and starting my second year, I just can't imagine doing anything else right now. I have just a very strong sense of security that this is what the Lord wants me to be doing. And that I'm experiencing a lot of joy in it. That comes from when you're living your faith fully alive. And that is something that I'm able to do and then able to share with the students that I'm encountering. I think it was something that I noticed in the missionaries that I worked with when I was a student, just the immense joy that they all have. Because they're coming to know and grow closer to the Lord. And, you know, knowing his love in a more personal way, and then becoming this very convicted that, like, everybody should know about the love of the Lord. It's just been a very, very joyful experience so far. And it's also been great to really just understand that I'm just a vessel for the Lord. Because I think sometimes it can be very easy to try to get caught up in, how am I going to present these theological truths, or how am I going to, you know, say these things in the right way where that, like, their heart is going to be impacted. But it's been just some of the, like, most normal conversations where students have come back to me and said, oh my gosh, like, you said that and it changed how I'm viewing the world. Like, it has changed my life. Like, I want to live differently. And it's like, I didn't even really plan that conversation. I didn't even really try. Right. And it can just be in the way that we're living on campus. When I was getting ready to leave Western Washington, one of the students approached me and she was saying, she's like, you may not know it, but the way that you have been able to love me has been very healing for me.
Wow.
And showing me that you don't have to earn anybody's love. Hmm. And I was like, I haven't had that many like encounters with this student, but you know, in our work, we're really just trying to approach people with love. We're trying to sit down and listen to their stories. And I think that's something that people don't always encounter anymore. People right. aren't really seen or known on the college campus. And so we're trying to do that and tell them about Jesus and tell them about the joy of the gospel.
Yeah. And what a powerful witness too, as you put it, that even to be seen and known on the college campus where if you're not careful, even on smaller campuses, it can feel like you get swept up in the midst of all the fervor that's going on, and you're not really seen and you're not really known. So what a great gift that you and other Focus missionaries are giving to these college students. Just a couple minutes remaining here, Megan, but wanted to ask you, if people are, say there's people out there right now who either they themselves or someone they know might be a good fit to be a Focus missionary. How would you advise them to investigate?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, just going to our website, focus.org, you can find out more about what we do, where we are, and the whole process there. But I think it really is just a matter of discerning where the Lord wants to use you. Because, mm-hmm. Through the Great Commission, the Lord commands us to go make disciples of all nations. And so in a way, we are all called to be missionaries. So it's just figuring out in what way does he want me to do that? And I think like a good question to ask yourself is where or when do you experience the most joy? Because the Lord wants to fulfill the desires of our heart. And when those are fulfilled, it'll fill us with great joy. I think it is just bringing it to prayer and really just asking the Lord, like, how do you want me to share you with other people?
Yeah, such great advice that we are all called indeed to be missionaries following that joy. I love that. That's great, great advice. So thank you for that. And then finally, Megan, if somebody is a college student or knows a college student who's headed off to campus for the first time this fall, or maybe not the first time, who knows, and is looking to find out if Focus is present on their campus, how can they find that out? Through the website again?
Yes, through the website, there's a whole section where you can find a campus or find a missionary. And even if Focus is not on your campus, we do have digital missionaries that work with students who may not have Focus on their campus.
Wonderful. Well, Megan, we are grateful for the time that you put in as a Focus missionary and for inspiring us with some great ideas about how to continue to live the gospel in our own lives. Thanks for being on the program today, Megan. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. And if you want to check out, if you want to follow Megan on her work, you can go to focus.org/missionary/MEGAN-RODER. All right, we're going to take our last break. When we come back, Paul and I will run down some upcoming events to make you not just a hearer of the word, but a doer also. Stay with us.